Our parsha starts off with the word Shlach Lecha Anashim. Hashem tells Moshe, you should send for yourself people. And the obvious question is, why does it use such a strange language of Shlach Lecha, that you should send people? Wasn't this the command of God? There's a lot of different answers. Of course, we know that Hashem wasn't really in favor of this. It was sort of, Hashem says, listen, I have no choice. You guys want this, so we'll have to deal with it. But in essence, God was saying, Moshe, if you really think this is what's best, go for it. But you'll see it's going to be an epic fail. But I saw a beautiful explanation. Rabbi Rasner quotes Rabbi Frand, who says that what really Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu was, sometimes as a parent, you just have no choice. Sometimes you have to, as a leader, you also have no choice. Sometimes you just have to do something, even though it's not going to be in the best interest of those people that you're serving. But if you say no to them, they're not going to listen anyway. So Hashem says, listen, I don't think this is necessary. I don't think this is a prudent move. But Shlach Lecha Anashim, you got no choice. You just got to do what you got to do. And we'll see how it works out. And of course, we know that in the end, it turns out to be disastrous. But that's essentially what's happening. Hashem says, I defer in this sense to you guys because there's nothing better that I can do. Rabbi Fran shares the story that Bakken tells in the, in the early days in Cleveland. They came to the Rosh Yeshiva, who was a Holocaust survivor, who had been in Pels in Europe, and they came to him and they said to him, listen, a bunch of boys came to him and said, there's a boxing match on tonight, and we want to listen to it on the radio, but if we don't daven Maariv early and end Zman early, what's going to end up happening is we're going to miss Maariv. So Rav Muttal, the Rosh Yeshiva, decided that he was going to actually move Maariv up. Now, it wasn't because he conceptually or philosophically agreed with the idea, but he just knew that there was no way to say no to them. So if he said no to them, they were going to do it anyway. Shlach Lecha. Sometimes you just have to defer to others because you know that's really the best option in the moment. It's good advice for teachers. It's good advice for parents. Sometimes we just have to take a step back and say to our children or our students, you're going to make mistakes. There's nothing I can do to stop that. I can give you all the tools, but at the end of the day, it's your life, it's your decision. And that exactly is what happened with the Jewish people. Obviously, it didn't work out too well. Have a great day.